Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning Tractate Kinim, which deals with the sacrifices of birds that were offered in the temple. So today we are starting the first chapter, and we are doing the first two Mishnayos. Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah says, Chatas ha'of nasis lamata. So a sin offering of a bird is done below. Below what? Below the red line that was drawn on the altar, on the Mizbeach. V'chatas behema lamala. In a sin offering of an animal, the blood is sprinkled above the line. Olas ha'of nasis lamala. A burnt offering of a bird, the blood goes above the line. V'olas ha'behema lamata. And the burnt offering of an animal, the blood goes below the line. Im shinas b'zeh u'b'zeh. If the Kohen did it the other way around, puzzle. The service is invalid. Seder kinim, the order of birds, the nests, the pairs of birds that were brought as sacrifices, kahu. So this was how it was arranged. Hachova echad chatas ve'echad ola. For an obligatory bird sacrifice, there would be a pair of birds, one of which was a sin offering and one of which was a burnt offering. Binedarim unedavos, for voluntary offerings that people would bring, either a neder or a nedava, and we'll explain in a moment what that is. Kulan olos, all of them were olos, were burnt offerings. Ezahu neder, what's a neder, what's a vow? Haomer hare olai ola, one who says, I obligate myself to bring a burnt offering. Ve'ezahu nedava, and what's a gift or a free will offering? Haomer hare zo ola, he says, this bird is an ola, is a burnt offering. So in one case, the person obligates himself, I am going to bring a sacrifice. And in the other case, the person gives a particular bird, and he says, this bird will be a sacrifice. Ma bein nedarim l'nedavos. So what's the practical difference between these two cases? El shahan nedarim mesu o nignavu. If it's a neder, and a person has an obligation on himself, then if the bird dies or is stolen, chayavim bachriyosam. Then he has to replace it, because he didn't specify this particular bird. He said he was going to do a thing. He still has to do the thing. Unedavos and free will offerings, mesu o nignavu, if the bird dies or is stolen, en chayavim b'achirusan, he does not have to replace them, because he only said these birds are going to be a sacrifice, but if those birds are no longer around, it's not his responsibility. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Chatas ha'of nasis lamata, the sin offering of a bird is offered below, mihud hasikra, below the red line. Dichsiv, and this is based on a verse in the fifth chapter of Sefer Vayikra, v'hiza midam hachatas al kir hamizbeach, v'hanishar b'dam yimatze al yisod hamizbeach. So the blood shall be sprinkled from the sin offering on the wall of the altar, and the remainder of the blood shall be poured on the base of the altar. So we're talking about the wall, the remainder of which ends up on the base. So that means the lower part of the wall, namely below the red line. Skipping a bit. A sin offering of an animal is above the red line, dichsiv, because the Torah says, Kronos, the horns of the altar, Begufa shel Karen. So it's talking about the part of the altar that has the horns, and that's the upper part, above the red line. Olas ha'of lemala. So a burnt offering of birds is above the line, dichsiv, because the Torah says, Umolak v'hiktir v'nimsa damo. So they should nip off the bird's head, and they should burn it, and they should spill out the blood. Mahaktara barosho shel mizbeach, af malika umitsoi barosho shel mizbeach. So just as the burning took place on the top of the altar, the nipping of the head and the spilling out of the blood should also take place at the top part of the altar. B'shel behema lamata, and that of an animal should be below the red line, dechsiv ba yisod, because regarding that, the Torah says the base, so it refers to the bottom. V'im shina zeh b'zeh pasul, and if the Kohen acts improperly and does it the wrong way, then the sacrifice is invalid. Hoy de pasulim asa maisa chatas ha'of lamala davke b'hazah. That which would disqualify a sin offering of a bird if done above the line is only talking about the sprinkling. Avahamalika shalchatas, but nipping off the head, afla malak shera. Even if he does it above the red line, it would be considered valid. Demalika b'kol makam b'mizbeach kashera. Because if the nipping of the head is done at any point of the altar, it is still valid. Ba'olas ha'of, leis bohaza, ki'im mitzui. And a burnt offering of birds doesn't have its blood sprinkled, but rather the blood is spilled out. V'im asa lamala, and if he did so below the line, psula, then the service is invalid. So even though we're not talking about sprinkling for that particular sacrifice, the location of the spilling is still necessary. Seder kinim shalchova, echad chatas ve'echad ola, the order of an obligatory pair of birds, one of them is a sin offering, and one of them is a burnt offering. Kagon zav, vizava, this is a man or a woman who had different types of emissions. Yoledes, a woman who gave birth. Vitumas mikdash v'kdashav, somebody who brought impurity into the temple or impurified one of its vessels. Ushmias ka'ala, someone who knew something but didn't testify. Ubito sifasayim, someone who violated an oath. Dehulan mavien kan bedalos. All of these people would bring a pair of birds if they are not financially able to bring a higher quality sacrifice. Elisha zav v'zava mavien kan bein bedalos bein ba'ashiros. This excludes the zav and the zava, the man and the woman who had a bodily emission. They would bring a pair of birds, even if they're rich. So that one is not actually financial-based, but the others are variable based on the wealth of the person who's bringing the sacrifice. Va'af agav, de'ika kinim shel ger, de'hein chova, u'shnehem olos. Even though there is the situation of the pair of birds that's brought by a convert, and that's an obligation, and yet both of them are burnt offerings, Lo chayish tana alayhu, the tana of our Mishnah, the one who's saying that all of them are a sin offering and burnt offering, he's not concerned about that. Mishalom lo shikhe kulehai, because that's not a very common occurrence. So that's an exceptional carbon, and it's an exception to the rule. Benedarim benedavos kulan olos, when it comes to vows and free will offerings, all of them are burnt offerings. There's no sin offering there. Lefi sha'ein boim beneder benedava ela olos, ushlamim bilvad. Because if someone is bringing a vow or a freewill offering, they could only be olos, burnt offerings, or shlamim, peace offerings. Bein ofos boim shlamim, and birds could not be brought as peace offerings. Hilkach, nedarmu nedavos sheba ofos kulan olos. So therefore, any voluntary offering made from birds would by definition have to be burnt offerings, because you couldn't bring shlamim, and those two types of offerings were the only thing that could be brought as voluntary offerings. Mishnah Beis. Chatas shenis arva ba'ola, if a bird for a sin offering got mixed up with a bird for a burnt offering, va'ola b'chatas, or the other way around, afilu echad beribo, even one among many and a thousand of them, yomusu kulam, they all have to be left to die. You can't use any of them for sacrifices. Chatas shena arva b'chova, if a bird that's designated for a sin offering gets mixed up with a pair, one of which will be a sin offering and one of which will be a bird offering, ein kasher ela kaminin chatos shebachova, then the only birds that can be used for offerings are the number of sin offerings that are in those obligatory pairs. So if there's one pair, if there's 10 pairs, if there's 100 pairs, however many sin offerings there would be, that's how many can still be used. V'chein, and similarly, ola shenis arva b'chova, if a bird designated for a burnt offering gets mixed up among obligatory pairs, ein kasher ela kaminyan olos shebachova, then the only number of birds that can be used are the number of birds designated for burnt offerings from among those obligatory pairs. And this is the case, bein shehachova meruba v'hanadava muetes. This is the case even if there are many pairs of obligatory ones and only a few of the voluntary ones. Bein shehanadava meruba v'hachova muetes. And it's the same case even if there are very many voluntary pairs and only a few obligatory pairs. Bein shteshtehem shavos, even if they're 50-50, even if you have 10 pairs of obligatory birds and 10 pairs of voluntary birds, nevertheless, the rule is it's based on the number of obligatory pairs. Let us take a look in Bartonuro. Afilu echad berubo, yomosu kulan. So if you mix one bird that's designated for a sin offering up with a lot of birds that are designated as a burnt offering, or the other way around, they have to be left to die. Even if there's one of one type mixed in among thousands of the other type, no matter how many there are. V'lo batle barova, and it's not considered batal, made inconsequential based on the preponderance of the other type. De'balei chayim chashive v'lo batle, because living things are significant and therefore they cannot become null and void by being outnumbered. Chatas shenazarva b'chova, if a sin offering gets mixed up with an obligatory pair. Ben Yona Otor shall chatas shenis arva b'shnei kinim shel chova. So we're talking about a pigeon or a dove of a sin offering that gets mixed up with two pairs of obligatory. So one's going to be a sin offering, one's going to be a burnt offering from each pair. V'hainu kinin stama shel yoledes o shel zava. So these are the basic undesignated pairs of birds of a woman who gave birth or a woman who had an emission. Shekol kan mehem, echad olav, echad chatas, because each pair has one bird that's going to be a burnt offering and one bird that's going to be a sin offering. V'nimzo'ata chamesh predos mu'uravos yachad. So now, instead of having two pairs, you introduce this random bird. We don't know, you know, which one is that bird. You now have five individual birds. They're no longer in nice, neat pairs. They're now counted as five individuals. En kasher ela minyan chatas shebechova. So the only ones that can still be used are the number of sin offerings in those obligatory pairs. So from those five individual birds, you can only bring two sin offerings, because that's the number that could be taken from those two obligatory pairs. Because if you took three sin offerings, which is really how many chatos there are among them, we just don't know which they are. If you tried to take three sin offerings, shema min shnei hakinim avid lahu, then maybe you're taking three sin offerings from those two pairs. You don't have the individual bird that got mixed up. V'lo min hamuravos shebehen, you're not taking it from that mixed in bird that wasn't part of a pair. U'mishnei kinim, and from two pairs, ein yecholim lasos rak shtei chatos, you can only take two sin offerings from two pairs. V'lo matzi avid afilu ola achas, and you can't make even a single burnt offering from these animals, from these birds. The shema yichach hachatas hamu'uravas, because maybe you're going to take that one bird that got mixed in, which was designated for a sin offering, so you can't use it for a burnt offering. So the only thing we know for sure is that of these five birds, two of them are good for a sin offering. Beyond that, we can't do anything. V'chein ola, and similarly for a burnt offering, ben yona otor shehufresh l'shem ola, so you have a pigeon or a dove that was put aside and designated for a burnt offering. Shenis arva b'chova, it got mixed up with obligatory pairs. B'shnei kinim stama, so we have two undesignated sets of birds. Ein kasher ela minyan olos shebechova, so the only number of birds that can be used are the number of birds in those pairs that would be used for burnt offerings. So it's exactly the same as we just described regarding the sin offerings. Whether the obligatory pairs outnumber those that were specifically designated. For example, you have one pair that's designated as burnt offerings. They get mixed up with however many sets of birds of women who gave birth or zava, shekol kan mehen echad chatas ve'echad ola, because of each of those pairs there's going to be one sin offering and one burnt offering. Bain, or the other way around, if you have more of the voluntary ones, kagon kan echad stuma, you have one set of just generic birds that could go either way, shenis arev bekama kim sha'ola, so they get mixed up with very many sets of birds to be used for burnt offerings. V'krinan l'olos hamefurashos nedava, and our Mishnah happens to call the ones designated for burnt offerings nedava, free will. Mishum de nedarim u'nedavas kulon olos k'detanan b'resh parkinan, because free will offerings and vows could only be brought as burnt offerings, and that was something we just described in the previous Mishnah, so that's why it uses that terminology here. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.